Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. Tonight we have a wonderful show. Glenn Miller, Linda Ronstadt, Bobby Darin, and many more, so stick around. Now to get us started, we'll be hearing from Tommy Dorsey with Frank Sinatra. We'll have Fletcher Henderson, and here's one of my favorites, Doris Day with the Les Brown Orchestra and Sentimental Journey.
Spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. 7, that's the time we leave at 7. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take that sentimental journey, sentimental journey home, sentimental journey.
Thank you. snooty little cutie. She's a pert little skirt. She's a knockout and a beauty and a flirt. Such a dapper little flapper. She's just as cute as a trick.
She's a kissy little missy, a vain little Jane.
She's slick. Doot, doot, doo, roo, doo. She's a classy little lassie, a keen little queen. And although sometimes she's sassy and mean, just a fiend for romance is she. Squirrely little girly, see. She's a knockout, a beauty, snooty little cutie. Snooty little cutie she.
You're a mellow little fellow. You're a coy little boy.
You're a knockout and a beauty. You're a joy. Kissy little missy, you're a vain little Jane, but you're sweet.
You're a handy little dandy.
You're a keen little queen.
And although sometimes I'm bossy,
you're never mean. I'm a fiend for romance with you.
Mellow little fellow, you're fine.
You're a knockout and a beauty.
And a snooty little cutie.
Snooty little cutie mine.
Yes, she's a classy little lassie. A keen little queen, and though sometimes she's sassy, she's never mean.
I'm a fool for romance, it's true. Moonlight and kisses and you.
That's for me.
She's a beauty, that snooty little cutie. Snooty little cutie.
And you're listening to Swing with Bill Cartwright on WVXU on 91.7, WMUB at 88.5. Well, we had a lot of high-priced talent on that cut. That was Tommy Dorsey's orchestra and a very young Frank Sinatra, Connie Haynes, and the Pied Pipers with Snooty Little Cutie. Written in 1942 by Bobby Troup, he wrote the words and the music. He also wrote, among other songs, the great one, Route 66. We heard from Fletcher Henderson and Andy Razoff and Fats Waller tune from 1936 called Stealin' Apples. And it was Cincinnati's own Doris Day with the Les Brown tune band to get us started, with a Bud Green Lester Brown tune, a very famous tune. Number one on the hit parade in 1945, it was Sentimental Journey. Let's take a look at what happened on this day in history. In 1906, U.S. President Theodore Roosevelt left for Panama to see progress on the new canal. It was the first foreign trip by a U.S. president. In Munich on this day in 1923, beer hall putsch was crushed by German troops that were loyal to the democratic government. The event began the evening before when Adolf Hitler took control of a beer hall full of Bavarian government leaders at gunpoint. 1938, on this day, Nazi troops and sympathizers destroyed and looted 7,500 Jewish businesses, burned 267 synagogues, killed 91 Jews, rounded up 25,000 Jewish men in an event that became known as Kristallnacht, or Night of Broken Glass. And a happier event, 1961 on this day, Major Robert White flew an X-15 rocket plane at a world speed record of 4,093 miles an hour. And that was in 1961. Back to more music on Swing. Coming up, we have Earl Father Hines. We have Dinah Washington. And here's Louis Armstrong with Oscar Peterson and I Was Doing All Right.
I was doing all right. Nothing but rainbows in my skies. I was doing all right until you came by. Had no cause to complain. Life was as sweet as apple pie. Never noticed the rain till you came by. But now, whenever you're away, can't sleep nights and suffer all day, I just sit and wonder if love isn't one big thunder. But when you hold me tight, tingling all through, I feel somehow I was doing all right. But I'm doing better than ever. Whenever you're away, can't sleep nights and I suffer all day. I just sit and wonder if love isn't one a big blunder. But when you hold me tight, tingling all through, I feel somehow I was doing all right, but I'm doing a little better than ever
Very clear, our love is here to stay, not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the crazy movies that we know might just be passing fancies and in time may go. But oh my dear, here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay, but our love is here to stay. kind of day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know might just be passing fancies and in time may go. But, oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time, the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble. They're only made of clay. But our love, is here to stay.
That's Earl Father Hines and a famous W.C. Handy tune called The Boogie Woogie on the St. Louis Blues. Before that, it was Dinah Washington and Our Love is Here to Stay, George and Ira Gershwin tune from the Goldwyn Follies in An American in Paris. And this was, by the way, yeah, George Gershwin, this was the last song that that George Gershwin played before his death. And we heard from Louis Armstrong along with Oscar Peterson, another George and Ira Gershwin tune from this one from 1938 called I Was Doing All Right. You're listening to Swing on 91.7 and 88.5. On this day in 1965, the Great Northeast Blackout occurred, happened in New York City. Several states and parts of Canada, which were hit by a series of power failures lasting up to 13 and a half hours. In 1967, on this day, a Saturn V rocket carrying an unmanned Apollo spacecraft blasted off from Cape Kennedy on a successful test flight. Communist East Germany opened its borders, allowing its citizens to travel freely to West Germany on this day in 1989, and Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev signed a non-aggression treaty with Germany on this day in 1990. Those were good days. Back to more music on Swing. Coming up, we have Glenn Miller, we have Linda Ronstadt, and here's Bobby Darrant, and I love this song, A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. How strange it was, how sweet and strange. There was never a dream to compare with that hazy, crazy night we met when a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Ah, this heart of mine, it beat loud and fast, like a merry-go-round in a fair. For we were dancing cheek to cheek, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. When dawn came stealing up all golden blue to interrupt our rendezvous, I still remember how you smiled and said, was that a dream or was it true? Our homeward step was just as light as the dancing feet of the stair. Just like an echo far away, nightingale sang in Berkeley. Nightingale sang in Berkeley that night in Berkeley.
Take
to hold up the sky. Crazy calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love am I.
Crazy calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love.
if you're like me, you probably aren't used to hearing American Patrol sound exactly like that. This was a fantastic recording made by the Glenn Miller Alumni Band in 1966, featuring Bernie Previn on trumpet and Paul Tanner on trombone. Recording it was furnished us very nicely by Len Bagley. Before that, we heard from Linda Ronstadt with Nelson Riddle's Orchestra and a Bob Russell Carl Sigmund tune from 1949 called Crazy He Calls Me. We had Bobby Darin with Nelson Riddle and A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. We're going to take a little break right now. Be back after the break with Frank Sinatra. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and we have lots more great stuff coming up. For instance, we're going to be hearing from Count Basie. We'll have Katerina Valente here. And right now, as advertised, it's Frank Sinatra and Too Marvelous for Words.
You're just too marvelous. Too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, in that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much. And just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. You're too much, and just too very, very to ever be, to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous.
Like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never ever be another you?
Thank you.
It won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if thou will never ever be? If thou will never ever be another you.
One of the most famous tunes from the swing explosion of roughly 1936 to 1946, this was Count Basie and his theme song, The 1 O'Clock Jump. This was actually on the hit parade a couple times, 1938 and again in 1947. We heard from Katarina Valente with a Mac Gordon Harry Warren tune called There Will Never Be Another You from her CD called In Swing Time. And it was Sinatra with Nelson Riddle and a Johnny Mercer tune, Too Marvelous for Words. You're listening to Swing on 91.7 and 88.5. Well, on this day in 1775, and bear with me just a little bit here, the U.S. Marines were organized on this day under the authority of the Continental Congress. However, the Marines went out of existence at the end of the Revolutionary War in April of 1783. Then, the Marine Corps was formally reestablished in July 11th, actually, of 1798, and this day is observed as the birthday of the United States Marine Corps. In 1801, on this day, the state of Tennessee outlawed the practice of dueling. You remember the David Livingston and Henry Stanley stories? Well, it happened on this day in 1871, where Stanley found Livingstone living in Central Africa, and Stanley delivered his famous greeting, Dr. Livingstone, I presume? Question. And Sesame Street made its debut on this day in 1969 on PBS. Back to more music on Swing. We have coming up Chick Webb and his orchestra. We have Cab Calloway making a rare appearance. And here's Helen Ward with Teddy Wilson and How Am I to Know?
Thank you. story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a red hot hoochie coocher. She was the roughest, toughest frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Hidey, hidey, hidey,
hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey.
She loved him, though he was cocky. He took her down to Chinatown, and he showed her how to kick the gong around. Hide, hide, hide,
hide, hide, hide, hide.
About the King of Sweden, he gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheels. Hadi, 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 hadi,
hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi,
hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi,
hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi,
hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi,
Burring, 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 burring.
He gave her his townhouse and his racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. She had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes. She sat around and counted them all 1,000,000 times. Hide, hide, hide,
hide, hide, hide, hide,
hide.
Then he knows his work is done. Oh, he dwells, dwells, dwells. bells. Yes, it dwells in a lane called Drury Lane.
That's a fun song by Ella Fitzgerald and the Chick Webb Orchestra, a song called The Muffin Man. And I don't know a whole lot about it, frankly. I just stumbled across it, and I thought you might like to hear it. Before that, it was Cab Calloway, and one you have heard before many times, called Minnie the Moocher, written by Cab and Irving Mills in 1931, number one hit in 1931. And Helen Ward with Teddy Wilson started it off with How Am I to Know? This was popular by Tommy Dorsey, also in 1939. We have time for, well, a little bit of Benny Goodman from the Benny Goodman Jazz Concert in 1938. And here's Benny Goodman and China Boy. Well, sorry to break in. We're running out of time again. You're listening to Benny Goodman from the Carnegie Hall Jazz Concert in 1938 and his rendition of China Boy. And before that, Ella Fitzgerald with Chick Webb and the Muffin Man. We're going to probably have to go here right now. We're running out of time. And this is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for being with us. Hope you'll come back next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11 for lots more wonderful music on swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.